What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bob, I'm so excited, I don't know how to contain myself right now. I mean, this is why we lift all them
playoffs,
right?
Yeah, people love this time of the year because you get such drama, and we saw it all play out this weekend for sure.
Man, it's almost like Steelers-Ravens kicked off the playoffs in a weird kind of way, and it was a memorable. I saw a bunch of numbers about there has never been this many close games in the same playoff weekend ever. Now, of course, they've beefed up the schedule.
And lead changes,
a bunch
too,
of
late in the game.
It was phenomenal. The Bills-Jags had more lead changes than any in the fourth quarter than any game in playoff history, they said. Didn't they?
Yeah.
Did I get that right, Limits?
Four. It's tied for the most. Four in both those games. So it's a back and forth. You don't see that kind of stuff. And actually, to me, it started in the Steelers-Ravens game.
Yeah.
Because that fourth quarter, again, it felt like a playoff game. It was for both teams. They had to win the game to get in, so it had all kinds of playoff vibe to it. And it went right down to that crazy
It was a playoff
quarter.
Game. It felt like a wild card game in baseball
right.
when they used to have those.
That's why it feels like this is not the first game of the playoffs.
Right.
It feels like they've already been in it for a
Tell me
bit.
The numbers you were just telling me during the break, Bob, when we were enjoying each other's company and talking with Limits about how he admonished me in the first segment.
Well, BetMGM came out with their odds of the remaining teams trying to get to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And win the Super Bowl. By far, the Steelers have the longest odds at plus 5,000.
Wow.
The Rams have the best at plus 300.
Does that surprise you? They're coming off a real near miss against a pretty mediocre team.
Yeah, it surprises me, too, that San Francisco, although they have longer odds, they're still by far better ahead of the Steelers in terms of, I don't know about San Francisco. They have their injuries. They have a lot of them. Now George Kittle added to it. So
I think Seattle should be the favorite.
Should be.
To win the Super Bowl, but certainly in the NFC.
If San Francisco goes in there and gives them something that they did to San Francisco a few weeks ago to win that number one
really?
Seed.
Really? At this point, at San Francisco, I admire, but I think they're
done. Division rivals are tough.
So. Yeah, you're right about that. But the point is that the Steelers have by far the longest odds, which again points me in this direction, Bob. A win tonight. Because I think a lot of people, either secretly or very publicly, think that the Texans are going to make a run and get to the Super Bowl. You beat this team, and suddenly eyes are open to the Steelers in a big way. I think everything changes perception-wise. Do you?
Totally. Because you're down to four teams after that, and all you have to do is win a game, and you possibly could get another home game at Acrisure Stadium in a rematch with Buffalo if everything works that way. Still, the odds of that are not very good, generally. But
well, wait a second. Why aren't the odds that good?
Because you have to win this game. You have to go to New England, win. They have to go to Denver and win.
They're the favorite.
I understand.
So the odds are actually in their favor. Although New England would be how much of a favorite over the Steelers, do you think? Two and a half?
I think it would be more than that. Only because it's there. The Steelers have one less day to prepare. I think it would be more like 4.5.
Maybe. But the Steelers have won there. And the guy that they tortured in that game, at least from a turnover standpoint, Drake May cut up the Steelers in that game. Make no mistake about that. But afterward, you remember T.J. Watt saying we knew from watching tape that he could turn the ball over? Mm-hmm. I don't think that's changed against a good pass rush.
No, he turned it over last night,
Very
too.
Careless with the ball last night.
Right. The one thing they have done better since the Steelers saw them is run the football, specifically Ramondre Stevenson. He fumbled a lot in that game, but Mike Vrabel stuck with him, and he has been dynamic for the last 10 games.
Two good
season.
Running backs. I think... They win tonight, and you can see it from here. That's all I'll say. You can see it from here. 412-928-9370. But I don't want to mislead anybody. It is a tall task tonight. It is. Limits, let's go to the calls.
All right, let's do it. We have a murderer's row lineup of legendary callers to the fans.
Wow.
It's that time. It's playoff time, so you know. I'm surprised it'll be like Emmanuel. It'll probably be Anthony from Oakland.
Anthony
right?
from all Oakland, Emmanuel. Who else? Rob from West Mifflin.
Oh, yeah.
Those are all my guesses.
Yep.
And more, huh?
Emmanuel starts us off.
Let's go, Emmanuel. What's up?
Hey, what's up? I don't think the past transgressions have any relevancy on this game at all. There's too much roster turnover. There's
wait, you don't think who has relevancy on this game?
All our past transgressions. What happened 7 years ago has no impact on this game. There's too much roster turnover. We got a different quarterback now, a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over much. And you look at most of those games, especially against Jacksonville and Cleveland, we turn the ball over a lot.
But you do have the same head coach, which means the same guy making your defensive game plan and the same guy in charge.
That coach has won a playoff game before. So I just think things are starting to line up a little bit.
He has won a playoff game before, but Limits was a toddler then.
Yeah, and again, like I said, I think the home field advantage is going to matter a little bit. And I think the fact that we are starting to have a run now, we're 1-4 of the last five games. We got a good chance. I picked us to win a playoff game before the season started. I don't want to change now. I want to roll with it. So I think we're going to win this ball game. It's going to be close, and I trust Rodgers down the stretch more than I do C.J. Stroud.
I agree with that. I think the quarterback with the experience on his plate is certainly a choice for me. I think it's going to go right down to the very end as well. All these games seem to do it. Fourth quarter, everything opens up. Even in this case, I don't think it opened up as much as we saw in the Bears-Packers game, for example, or even the Buffalo game. But I do think you'll see some movement late in the game, and it may come down, just like we saw last week, to a kick as time expires. Mm. It's going to be that kind of a game.
Bob, did Limits tell you I took the producers out, or at least some of them, to a steak dinner last
week? I knew you were
going
to do it. Yeah. I haven't heard details of it, though.
He got a steak that was bigger than him. Seriously, it weighed more than him.
I ate the whole thing.
How many ounces?
16-ounce New York strip.
Oh, boy.
Incredible.
16.
I think that's the biggest steak I've ever eaten.
That's more than you weigh.
But I didn't feel
ounces bad
because Joe and Donnie and Dom also got a steak, but it was like a $4 price difference for a much smaller steak.
No, and
they
I
got
told
a filet.
Him to enjoy himself, Bob. I thought Donnie...
New York strip's a good steak, though.
It's a good bang for
your buck. If you're going to rank your steaks...
Was it great? Yeah.
Everyone seems to think filets, and I like filets.
I like filets
the
best.
But Delmonico has a lot of flavor to it.
Yeah.
Ribeye could be the best when it comes
for
to
sure.
flavor. And then New York strip's the same thing. Have you ever tried tomahawk?
No. Never. I've always.
If it was on the
menu
and you saw the price, would you still order it, knowing Joe was paying the bill?
Well, how much is the tomahawk? How much more?
Like $150.
No, I would not.
I want to see him try that, one of those bets where you eat the whole cow and you get like your next steak free.
He'll do it.
He can
handle 16 ounces.
I was shocked.
Me?
Yeah.
There's no chance I could eat any more.
You wiped that thing out, and you seem to be ready for more.
That's because I hadn't eaten all day.
Did you have dessert too?
No, I couldn't eat dessert.
Here's what we ordered, Bob. Three fillets, one for intern Dom, one for Donnie Football, one for me, and then Limits got his steak. We split the sweet potato crumble, Brussels sprouts, and mashed potatoes, plus we had two orders of bread. And then I thought Donnie went a little overboard by ordering an entire Caesar salad for himself before. Do you think that was unnecessary, Limits? Maybe slightly.
Did he add protein to it?
You got to remember,
no.
This is also Donnie's wedding year. So this
That's
is the
true.
Year of
Anything
Donnie.
Anything Donnie wants, Donnie gets for
and
now.
And he's also going through tasting, you know.
Right.
So he's probably interested in tasting everything because he has to make decisions based on the menu at his wedding.
Yeah. And then for dessert, I got creme brulee. Is that how you say that, Bob? It was phenomenal. And intern Dom got bread pudding, which I thought was unnecessary because we had already had bread before the meal and then giant steaks and everything else. Although I ate half of his, and Donnie got a piece of cheesecake. So a good time
Any
was had by all.
Alcoholic beverages ordered?
No, that would have
taken the
We
bill.
Did this Friday. Give me the over-under on the bill before taxes. And you know who footed the bill.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to say four steaks, all that. Without alcohol, it may not be as
no
high
alcohol.
As you think. So I
yeah.
think it'll be $435.
Nice guess. $377.74.
Okay. And a nice tip on that. So yeah,
nice
yeah,
tip.
Yeah.
I always leave a nice
you
tip.
Leave a nice
yes,
tip, yeah.
I was a restaurant worker, a waiter.
So was I. I made
for
pizza.
for 10 years. I was a busboy. I was a dishwasher. I was
I think
a pizza
we've all
cook.
Had those experiences,
yeah.
And they're all good. You know, I worked at a place called Bambino's in Sewickley.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you?
Flipping pizzas?
I worked at a place called Sirloined. They had a picture of a guy in a top hat. He was Sirloin in Squirrel Hill. Limits
that.
Was a porta potty cleaner. Did you know that, Bob?
No, you didn't.
No, Joe's just throwing stuff out there, you know.
Well, that would make you,
stuff from his behind.
You would understand how difficult some of the assignments are that
the
people
theme.
Have in real life.
My first job was as a lifeguard.
Oh my goodness! I would not
you imagine.
Be,
thankfully, nobody ever needed
be
saved.
The guy who's calling for help and see limits on.
No, he couldn't lift anybody out of the water. Except unless a little squirrel got in trouble in the water, Bob.
That's why they gave us those floaties. Yeah. Those little floaty, not to wear, Joe, but those little guard.
Bob, imagine if you were in trouble carry. In the water, and then to compound matters, you look up and a little tiny man named Limits is coming out on a floaty.
He'd probably be in more trouble.
Just end it right there. Forget this.
Oh, my goodness.
You'd say, man, I don't want to drown, but here comes Limits. I'm definitely drowning
it's
now.
My last chance. Jeez. What are the odds?
What other, MGM. What other jobs did you have, Limits, out of curiosity?
So my good buddy Bruce at Definitely You, I worked for him as a cashier for about 2 years and as a store manager. He said, you can call yourself a store manager on your resume.
Yeah, that's good.
So that was fun.
That's good.
And just a lot of, I worked as a parking attendant once in like 2019.
So
remember
did
that
I.
light festival, Lumaze, that yeah. came to town? I was a
that.
Parking attendant for 1 year for that.
For and all you know,
I
Limits parked
freezing.
Your car, Bob.
I used to sell shoes.
Did you?
Yeah.
Now that is a perfect, you would be great at setting guys up with their suit and their shoes.
Yeah, I kind of like that stuff. I mean, yeah. I would, if I could be somebody who, you know, when this is all done, either a maitre d', I told you once I'd like to be, or
yeah.
some fashion consultant, even though I don't know my wife. Knows
that would be wonderful for you.
And by the way, I like your sport coat today.
Thank
I
you.
Know,
I have a little event to get to today.
The,
yeah.
Social media sites.
Are they?
Yeah.
He wore it to dinner.
I got it right before dinner at the, Joseph A. Bank out at Ross Park mm-hmm. Mall. The women in there were wonderful. I said, I'm here and I'm going to dinner and I don't have a jacket. So you can, treat me like a doll and just whatever you want to put me in, I'll wear. And they picked out this jacket yeah. and this nice shirt
it's
to go under
nice.
It, Bob.
Very professional. Don't you feel better when you dress up?
I do. I think there's something to that. That. Yeah. Well, I was a gift wrapper at a place called Rappin' Pack in Shadyside.
Sirloin and Rappin' Pack.
It's a deep bag right there, Bob.
And a pizza cook. And what else did I do, Bob? Oh, I did park cars at the Chatham Center parking garage.
Did you ever
garage.
Caddy? You didn't like golf, but I used to do that.
No, that's
I work
a great
at a golf
job.
Club down yeah. at Beaver Lakes in Aliquippa, Pennsylvania.
Is that Shadow Lakes now?
No, it's Shadow Lakes, right. But I used to.
I,
used
I
to
saw J.S. Auban
golf.
There once playing yeah. golf. Luckily, yeah, Barrasso wasn't there too.
But he. But that's a great experience. You meet a lot of good people. You learn about. That's how I learned about golf.
Joe, somebody just texted in. Did you really clean porta potties? No, I didn't do that.
Bob, we once did a topic. What is the worst possible job? And we came up with porta potty cleaner, and we had a guy on the road call us and tell us exactly how they do it. They basically hook a hose up in there, get as far away as possible, and blow the whole thing out.
Where does it go, though? I mean, where does you put a hose? Does it just suck all the stuff out of the thing?
Yeah, well, at least a lot of it.
And you know, listen, they if you go to some parks, they have a thing on when you go inside how often they're treated.
That's the first thing I look at.
Me too, but then I always catch it the last day.
Right.
And by then, it's just.
It had more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
You look down in there, and I'm like, I don't want to be in here. What am I doing? Why can't I
know.
I get
it? So, it is,
so
it's a last resort.
When the cleaning day was, and I would tell my wife, well, we have a free porta potty in case I have to use it. There's no one in there yet. Let's go.
Right. That's always that and the elevator. Before I even press the button.
The elevator?
I check the last time that elevator was checked.
And no, you don't.
Yes, I do. If it's not to my liking, I'm walking stairs.
What would be to your liking? I mean, how?
If it's more than a year old, 2 years old, it needs to be a fresh elevator check. And certainly a porta potty, but that's more out of curiosity.
Bob,
think of some of the horrifying things we've all seen. But what are you going to do?
I mean, yeah, if you have to go, you have to go.
Yeah.
At concerts, you see it all the time. They're like 1,000 of them lined up.
Yeah. You don't sit on the seat, though, if you're in that emergency. You have to do a standing eight count, right?
Do. You have to have good squatting. That's why you go to the
That's
gym.
The only
squat
thing you can do with
that. Remember that fight video from the porta potty a couple years
women.
Ago at the concert?
What happened? Tell me about that.
Oh, my gosh. Bob, you clearly have a more vivid memory of it than me.
I was there that night. I had no idea it happened, but I saw the video afterwards. I said, no. Kidding, this happened down there, but you saw
that was Morgan Wallen at PNC Park, right?
Morgan Wallen.
What happened?
Well, I don't know exactly what happened, but a woman was in one of them, and another woman wanted to get into it. And there's a guy who got involved into it too, and he threw the one woman out of there, and then they got after each other. I think were they both arrested?
I don't know if anybody was arrested, but it was an iconic fight video, Joe.
A porta potty.
It involved a porta potty. Texter says Limits would have sand kicked in his face as a lifeguard.
Well, this was at a pool, right?
There was no sand at the pool. This wasn't on the beach. Do you imagine me trying to swim into the ocean and save somebody from like a shark or
There's
something?
A shark attack. No. Please, lifeguard, come and get me. There's a shark. You ain't going anywhere near there.
The shark would think it was a minnow, Bob. 412-928-9370. Let's do all calls next. Some old school sports talk radio.
The lines are filling up like Molsey at a craft beer house.
Like Crowley at Mountaineer Park.
Like Pony at a Syracuse game, which he went to this weekend. They beat Pitt basketball.
Like Benzie in the Carrier Dome.
Like Bob at a wine tasting event.
Like Limits at a Drew Aller autograph signing.
Like Joe at a Jackson Dart convention. We could keep going.
What would a Jackson Dart convention look like, Bob? He would have to run into the wall with his head.
He's dating some influencer. Have you seen those pictures?
Of course you saw that, Bob.
I did see that.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I mean, how could you not? Everybody's being tweeted everywhere. So now, you know, that's a component of his life that'll change things, potentially. He's got to watch out for that.
Yeah. Listen to the Pomp and Joe show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Cloudy and 32 degrees at kickoff. Franco Harris, a low of 30.
Good choice today.
Yeah, man. A low of 30. Jalen Warren.
Jalen Warren.
Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's just get your vibe on this thing next. It feels like a good one right here. All three in here say win. Cabali said loss. Crowley said loss for the whole show, Bob. And then in the last segment, he played the Steelers fight song and said win.
So he switched his...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, at the last second.
Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl.
For that to happen, it starts tonight. Against the Houston Texans, if they win that game on the road to New England, a house of horrors, which could change. This could be the magical year, Austin.
Here we go. Pittsburgh's gone to Super Bowl. Here we go.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.